John Jeremy's Daily Moment. So I've been posting a lot of podcasts lately, and I guess that means really I just have a lot to say. Well, today I wanted to talk to you guys about AM FM radio, specifically FM radio. And basically I just want to tell you how much of a waste of time it is. Like, pretty much if you're going to listen to FM radio, you could probably just put on one song and just play it on repeat. Or just play commercials, you know, nonstop. Like, just pull up a YouTube video of commercials, put it on like a 10-hour loop, you know, throw maybe a song or two here and there, and that, you have FM radio right there. Thing about FM radio, though, is it's all popular artists. Like, it's all the same songs over and over and over for like 6 months at a time, and then they just bring in a whole new batch of catchy, you know, sing songs, which to me just sounds like a complete waste of time and just like garbage. Now, I know that, you know, most people now can play whatever they want in their car, whether it's Bluetooth or an auxiliary cord, or, you know, toss a CD in there or whatever. But honestly, I wish they would just take FM radio and flip the script, you know, change it. Because, I mean, back in the day, before there was television and all that, radio was all you had. They used to tell stories on the radio, play music. There's no way that it was always as commercialized as it is now. And so just, you know, ad-ridden. I understand that, you know, the radio stations have bills to pay and stuff. But play a little bit more music. I mean, you can't have that many bills that you got to play commercial after commercial after commercial. Because I'd say within an hour, you probably hear 20 minutes of commercials and 40 minutes of music, if you're lucky. And with television, it's about the same. I mean, if you get on Netflix, look at a popular show that you watch that's, you know, on television, and you'll see each episode's like anywhere from 43 to 48 minutes. So it's like, for an hour-long show, you know, there's 12 to 15 minutes of commercials. And I think that the way that radio could get past this is to put some of the local music on there. Why not play something, you know, on an Ohio station from a band that is from Ohio? Now, I'm sure there might be a couple, you know, local stations that, I don't know, they might just not be out here, might not be in the Ohio area, I'm not sure, that play local music, but I haven't heard any. So I'm wondering if that's even a thing. But honestly, it's just, it's sad to see that FM radio is the way that it is now. And it's sad to see the music that they do play, and instead of the stuff that they could play. I mean, when you listen to the radio, you got usually about three or four genres that you're going to hear. You're going to hear, you know, your rap, R&B, and hip-hop. You're going to hear your pop, and you're going to hear country, and that's basically the whole radio. I mean, you might hear some alternative rock stuff here and there, but it's not what it used to be. I mean, 90% of the radio is country and pop stations, so I think basically we just need more mix, more variety, and more local music. Because, I mean, how are these local bands supposed to get anywhere if we don't give them a platform to shoot off from? You know, a starting point. Same thing, like, it's so hard to be an artist nowadays than it was 20, 30 years ago. Like, it's so hard to be an artist and make a living doing that. So I think FM radio needs to change so that these local bands can make a name for themselves and we can hear their music, you know? But yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk to you guys about that and tell you how I feel, see how you feel. And yeah, as always, it's John Jeremy's Daily Moment.